Hey, I'm Shelley Irwin, 10:48 in the morning. Good things happening under Artists Creating Together under the development direction of Emily Evers and Sarah Lovelace. Angela Steele in the house to talk about it. Angela, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Busy weekend and next week for you.
It is. We have a lot going on.
Sarah Lovelace, hi to you.
Hello.
Hope you're well.
I am. Thank you.
Hey, Angela, remind me, Artists Creating Together, you are doing great things. First of all, what's your organization? And let's jump to next week, and then we'll come back to this weekend. Who are you all about?
Sounds great. So Artists Creating Together is a nonprofit serving individuals with disabilities through art. So it's both art education and connecting people with disabilities to art and cultural experiences.
Great. What's your role, Sarah?
I am the social media intern at ACT.
Ooh, so you need to make sure that, as I was perusing, that we know about what's happening tomorrow and next week and more.
Right.
Yes. What do you want to go into when you graduate?
I graduate April 30th from Grand Valley.
Well, your resume is already out there. All right. Let's talk, if we could, Angela. First of all, the Action Art Exhibit is next week?
It is. So we're really proud of the Action Art Exhibit. It's a exhibit for adults with disabilities. They have a chance to display their art at the Grand Rapids Art Museum, which is a really honor and a big deal for all of them. They're also selling pieces, so this is really affordable art. And my favorite part about the exhibit is people think like, oh, arts and crafts done by people with disabilities. And when they walk in, they're really just astounded that, no, this is art. This is art I want in my home. These are artists. So that's one really special piece of it. And it's also a competition.
So who are your artists? And I can go back and forth on whoever to answer. Yes.
So anyone, it's a national competition, can apply to be an artist in the exhibit, and then they're able to let us know what their disability is. A lot of them have really special bios up about not only the creation of the art, but also their disability and how that impacts their art. So some of the people are local, others have shipped us their pieces from far and wide.
This exhibit happens Tuesday through Thursday, so there's a fairly short window here.
Yes, so it's 10 to 5, open to the public, so please come out and see us. It's in the Education Center at the Grand Rapids Art Museum, so you'll actually enter through the lower level in the back.
Yeah, so cool to have the Art Museum. I know we've just talked about it. They have their weekend, Unstoppable, and more, so kudos that they recognize all art, you bet. We'll come full circle, but you also have a big day tomorrow.
So tomorrow is Celebrate Community Day, and basically that is free to the public, so you can bring your kids, and you'll be able to experience arts and crafts and hands-on visual arts, as well as performances from not only ACT's performance groups, but also the Girls Choral Academy and Cook Art Center from the Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities. So some of those performances are breakdancing, Action Art has a drum troupe, and hip-hop, a rock band. And some of these are just performances, and then others are interactive, where you can go on stage and really get a feel for yourself, how it feels to be a drummer or a musician.
And this is cool. It's at the home of the Grand Rapids Ballet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The you mentioned we have the Action Art Exhibit. We have the Action Art, those dances. Is that kind of the brand, Action Art?
The students actually get to choose. So we have different classes and different performances and different groups. So the Action Drummers, they chose their name. We have the Action Choir, but we're always building that word ACT into everything we do. So we have their Impact Report and Interact and Action. So it's part of our brand and who we are.
Because it is artists creating together, and it is not only the artists, that the talented artists that draw, but it is the artists that dance and sing and more, right?
Right. So at Artists Creating Together, we try to incorporate all forms of art. And it's not just painting or drawing. It's also music, anywhere from breakdancing, like I said, or drumming, and even culinary arts. So it's all forms of art that bring joy to everyone with all disabilities and abilities.
I noticed, Angela, your flyer makes sure that this is bilingual.
It is. So the Cook Art Center, they're trying to tap into the Latino community as an underserved population, just as ACT is tapping into those with individual or with a disability as an underserved population. But this event is for all arts, all abilities. So it's an inclusion event, not just for people with disabilities, not just people in the Latino community, but the whole community. So come one, come all.
And details again for tomorrow, it's a 1 to 4?
Yes, and it's free and open to the public.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Let's got a couple more minutes left.
Great. We do want to thank the ballet for donating the space for Celebrate, and we also want to thank Varnum and Aon. They are sponsoring the Action Art Exhibit. The top three winners of the Action Art Exhibit will represent ACT and Art Prize in the fall, and we've already secured a venue for them at the Amway. So we will help them to register as Art Prize artists. We will help them to promote themselves through business cards and bios and postcards. So it's not just this one exhibit. Others will go even further with their art.
So I may have missed this. What's your age range of your artists in general?
We have early childhood programming starting at age 2, and then our adult programming, some of those students are 50, 60 years old, so we really serve all ages.
And then specifically for Action Art Exhibit, since they have the opportunity to be entered into Art Prize, all artists are 18 and older. Additionally, I just wanted to chime in that there's another award that is provided at Action Art, and that's the People's Choice, and that's really why we want to emphasize that it's free to the public, and we really want people to come and obviously enjoy the work, right, and also be able to vote. And so if you win the People's Choice, because they're an adult artist with a disability, they have the choice between either a cash prize or they can choose a couple classes from to take at ACT. So.
Oh, take the classes.
It was a better deal.
Allow yourself to be educated. Boy, you need volunteers. You need donations to keep your fires going.
We do. Thanks so much for supporting us. We need art supplies. We need volunteers at all sorts of events throughout the year, or even just helping us plan events or in the office. We're always looking for people to financially donate, but there's a lot of other ways to support ACT, whether that's telling other families that have children with disabilities to come check out what ACT has to offer your family, or telling local artists to support us through the donation of artwork, or even becoming a teacher, a paid teacher through ACT.
And you mentioned that the art can be purchased that we see next week. What a cool feeling that is.
Yes.
That would be, I would think.
Exactly. And so, I mean, these artists have put their hearts and souls into these pieces. So some of them are for sale, and they are very affordable. So,
and ACT does not take a percentage of the proceeds. 100% of the proceeds go to the artist.
Wow. That does help to know. I mean, love you, ACT, but to know that...
It's their art. That's their profit.
Mm-hmm. Their profit, yes. But if one wanted to help you out financially, you wouldn't turn us down.
We would not.
As Grand Rapids, West Michigan, so rich in the community with giving back and supporting those causes. All right. Details one more time on how we get involved with what is happening under the auspices of your good group.
Sure. You can find out information about these arts through artistcreatingtogether.org or through our Facebook page. And Celebrate at the Grand Rapids Ballet for all families 1 to 4. Action Art Exhibit next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 5. Please come see the art and also vote.
So, you know, bring the tutu along if you dare.
Please do.
Tomorrow, 1 to 4, again, Celebrate. It's Community Arts Day. Un día para arte en la comunidad. How's that?
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you all. Take care.
Thank you.